All right, Connor, at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Samsung has partnered with Clear to make a TSA-approved digital passport on your Galaxy phone.
I guess. I mean, people use their phones, so fine. Whatever.
Right, I can understand the convenience of it. Like, your gate pass is already on there.
Right, boarding pass, all the stuff.
Right, so. We're working on IDs as we speak. So, like, if we can even bypass that and go for the passport, I'm
Washington State doesn't still have the license.
Yeah. Yep, we still don't have that
one. I mean, right. We're one of the most tech-savvy states in the United States.
Yep.
And we don't have that option.
We don't
have West Virginia does.
Oh, no, really?
Mississippi does.
But remember, it's like, we have tech-savvy companies. We do not have a tech-savvy state.
I suppose.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
Bill
West
Gates,
Virginia does.
They figured it out because he was like, hey, this is what we got to do.
I mean, look, I used Clear for 2 weeks, right? I used one of their trials.
Yeah.
From what I could tell, like, you basically, once you have that, it has all your info, so it seems reasonable that it would have your passport in there, too.
Mm-hmm. You would think that it should, because even when you signed up for it, did it not ask you questions it already knew the answer to?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then I didn't really realize how it worked. I mean, it was easy. You don't even need to break out your ID, I don't think. Like, it's already in there.
Mm-hmm. I love it, man. The only reason I signed up for Clear, we were coming back from somewhere, and the line was super long.
Yeah.
And I did not have TSA pre-check.
PSA.
So I was like, I'm going to sign up for this Clear thing. Man, it took me less time to sign up and get through security than it would have if I just gotten in line.
Yeah.
Probably I know you're not a fan.
They shove you to the front of my line.
I know, because I bribe them.
Give them their own line.
It's like bail.
That's where right? I'm at.
We're going to put you in jail because you're a danger to society. I got $6,000. All right, you're not that dangerous. It's the same thing with Clear. Like, well, you got to wait in line. Oh, you gave us, what, $200 a year? Go, you're at the front of the line, sir.
Of your own line. I've already been waiting.
I know, that's
stupid.
I'm
going to miss my flight because all you jamokes are getting over here with your doggone Clear and showing up at the last minute and getting in front of the doggone line.
You travel all the time for our... Dude, it's worth doing. One, you could write it off as a business expense because you do travel for the auction. You just get in line. I'm telling you.
You travel enough.
I got pre-check.
Yeah.
Do them both, brother. They damn near let you pilot the plane.
I don't like... the way that they go about it. I'm fine with having something that is prepaid that gets you through faster. I'm fine with that. My problem is that they shove you in front of everybody else.
That is correct.
You should have your own dedicated line.
We do. You're just in it.
Now, that's not right.
You're in my dedicated line. I'm just in front of you now.
Oh, Mike, what are you doing in my line?
Yeah. Holding everyone's place for them.
Thanks, dude.
According to medical professionals, moving to music is one of the best ways to stay healthy. Dancing.
Yeah.
Keep your body moving.
That's exactly what it is. That's all it ever is. Don't stop moving. Just keep going.
Don't stop moving.
You should be dancing.
Yeah.
There's a new experimental dry eye treatment that reportedly works with the immune system, not against it.
I did not realize that the other dry eye things work against it.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
I had no idea. But hey, here
people
we are.
With dry eyes probably do.
Yeah, right. It tells me that it's a histamine response.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's got to be bad, right? Wasn't that the whole thing in Wedding Crashers? You put that in somebody's drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that an old bartender's technique, too?
I don't know if bartenders did it, but people that went to bars would do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You got somebody that you don't like at the bar. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now
if I was a bartender, I wouldn't do it, though.
No.
I don't want you blowing up my bathroom.
No. Take care of a raucous member of the crowd, though.
Yeah.
So maybe not the tender, but definitely somebody else. Put your thinking caps on, Jenstown, for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. I'll give you a 70% chance of success on this one. It is an adjective brought to you by the letter B. Steve the Thrill Hill, given that you are the current title holder, you have first whack at this one.
Whack.
This can describe somebody or something that is kind and generous, or something that is organized for the purpose of doing good. A B word that describes someone or something that is kind and generous, or something that is organized for the purpose of doing good.
Benevolent.
Bam! 2 days in a row.
All right.
Steve the Thrill Hunter. Getting benevolent. Well,
I was waiting. I was going to pick up that rebound.
What were you thinking? Or were you thinking benevolent?
Beloved.
Malevolent.
The words you said. You're right, because it's a benevolent. Oh, man. Benevolent fund.
A benevolent fund.
Right?
Benevolent.
Malevolent.
Damn it. Are you doing this on purpose now?
She's 11 years old.
Like a malevolent dictator.
Yeah. Evelyn is malevolent.
Malevitant.
Benevolent. I know what the goddamn word meant, all right? It's not a point. It's not a spelling contest. It's a word-knowing contest. Jesus, I'm going to stop.
Benevolent.
It wouldn't be a spelling bee. It's a speaking bee. The word is benevolent. Ah, crap.
Last week, I kid you not, I don't know what, it's a commercial break, and I saw something about a spelling bee. And you can ask Mike. I said, Mike, I hated spelling bee day at school, man. Like, God, it was awful.
Did you?
Oh. And then sometimes they'd switch it up, and you have to keep, what is it? I don't know. You got to stand up till you get one right.
Sure.
Oh, how long were you up?
Oh, just right. Just like, all right, just point me out. I get it.
Stand for this class.
All right, Ted, your word is benevolent. Benevolent. Okay.
And I can use it in a sentence.
Can you? Go ahead, use it in a sentence.
Well, if I could say it correctly, but you know what I mean. Blank fund.
Oh, dear. It's been reported that nearly half of all cotton fiber used to make T-shirts is lost during manufacturing.
Really?
There's that much waste.
Is it like the lint trap under dryer?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. I think it's just I think it's how much is getting cut off.
What do you mean?
Because they make the design and then they kind of cut the shirt out of the fabric.
Sure.
Right? So I'm wondering if that's most of it that's lost.
I feel like you still find something to do with the fabric. You know, like you go to a restaurant, a lot of times their specials are, this is everything we trimmed off of something else that we have, right?
You look, your daughter does arts and crafts, right? Does she do anything with construction paper?
She does everything with everything, yes.
Okay, the little paper scraps. Do you do anything with that?
Yeah, I cuss and throw them out.
Exactly. There you go.
God, I should show you a picture of my basement.
I'm about to say, is it covered in glue and glitter and...
And paint... And
pipe cleaners.
And it's all for this one Comic-Con outfit. And again, I do not know what it is.
No kidding.
But sir, 3 hours a day, without question. She has a 3.6 GPA. She gets everything done. It puts on her headphones and works on this costume, which again, I do not know what it's supposed to look like when it's done. It's getting closer. And all I can tell is that everything's big. But to her credit, she makes everything herself.
Okay.
Every single part of the costume.
And you're sitting there right next to her making puppet props and stage pieces.
That is a good piece. That's a good point.
I can't be the only one of us sitting here that's like, I kind of want to see what this costume's
going to
be.
No kidding, dude. I want to see how
we've been hearing about
out.
It for a while.
She's been working on it since like November, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, dang, dude.
Because even when we did Emerald City Comic Con, she was something else and she made that costume. And we said, oh, is that what you're doing in San Diego? That was the wrong question to ask. She's like, no, I have a different costume because that's a bigger one.
I'm idiot. Like,
okay. And I've given up.
I don't blame you. A new study found that a daily glass of fruit juice may help improve your diet and your mood.
Really?
I do enjoy some orange juice.
I do too.
Yeah. I thought we were kind of done with the fruit juice because it had too much sugar.
I know, right?
But that's why it improves your mood. See, both things can be true.
Yep.
There's a lot of sugar in the fruit juice. It does this, that, and the other. Right. Flip side is when you drink fruit juice, it boosts your mood. Because of all the sugar and all the bad stuff in it so you just pick your poison, right?
Yeah. And fresh squeezed stuff is great. It just costs a lot.
Oh, man. That's one thing. Every time we go to Mexico, everything. If you get fruit juice, it is squeezed right there.
Nice.
It is.
Nice. A woman in Florida was charged after stabbing her sister, but why she did it is just ridiculous.
Why did she do that?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thanks. Our headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an anonymous woman from somewhere. She's the unfortunate star of a video that was posted to TikTok by her boyfriend. Now, their particular situation, it all started when the boyfriend asked his girlfriend if she would be kind enough to put his backpack in the trunk of his car. And she obliged, lifted the trunk, tossed his bag in, and walked away. Now, it should be noted, his car is a Chevrolet Corvette C8. Now, unlike previous generations of Corvette, the C8 uses a mid-engine design, meaning that the V8 engine sits behind the driver instead of under the front hood. So, in other words, the trunk is up front and the engine's in the back. She did not know this. nor does she recognize an engine block, which is what a lot of people questioned. Anyway, she opened the bag, threw it in the backpack, and turns out the engine was still hot. Well, not sure if the car still drives, but the backpack itself and all of his personal items inside of it, including one of his phones, they were all melted. Wow. And now a complete loss. He was losing his mind. He was pissed. So it's just, I guess this is the first iteration of Corvette where they put the engine in the back. She opens the back. He's like, so as he's saying on the video, he's like, I understand that. But it's obviously an engine block. I mean, like, when you look in the trunk, it looks like most people's hood. And for whatever reason, and the thing is, when you see her, she looks very distressed. It was obviously a mistake. She's all teary-eyed. But yeah, threw his backpack in, and it melted to the freaking engine block. And again, I don't know if the car is drivable, but that backpack is beyond repair.
Damn.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Steven! Down the hola, bitchola!
Yeah.